All right, good morning, everybody. Thank you, everybody. You got assignments in. And just speaking of the art of giving, one really cool way, somebody needs to mute their phone. Yes, sirree. But speaking of the art of giving, one way, part of the art of giving is learning how to give back. I love what Susie talked about in her assignment, and I sent it out to everybody, but she talked about paying it forward. It's like an important way I can pay it forward, so to speak, is sharing my testimony. And that's what your assignments are. Your assignments are part of the art of giving, believe it or not. So when you do an assignment, you're giving, that's giving back. You're giving back to the class. You're especially giving back to the teacher, Patrick, even myself, because we learn from you guys. And so that's all part of the art of giving, so I just want to say that it's our money, it's everything. And then to see, I love how, when you do have a couple extra bucks, we're able to help out maybe family in ways that we never dreamed or never thought. Maybe we dreamed about it, but we never thought we could help. And seeing our kids do really cool things. So there's just so many ways. And it's to me, reading everybody's assignments was just one of the ones that came in is to see the opportunities that God gives us to give. You see it in different ways, different lives, different people, different ways of giving, different opportunities, all to practice that giving back, because God has done. No matter where you're at in your financial situation today, there is always some place and some opportunity to give, because God just asks us to give ourselves to Him, and He'll open the doors. So we just got to be able and ready to walk through them when they're opened. And now as we go into insecurity, that's another really, really good chapter. Let's pray as we get into the rest of our day. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to give. Lord, to give back. You've given so much to each one of us that are on the phone here today. Blessing upon blessing, gift upon gift. Tool upon tool for our toolbox, and Lord, just so many things. So we pray, teach us how to be good givers and how to practice it, and to even and to be artful in it, and always be leaving people with their dignity, families to take care of that we are able to employ. So many different opportunities, so many different ways, and we just thank you for that. And as we go into this chapter today, we just pray for Patrick this morning as you to enable him, Lord, to just speak. Enable him to speak as he gives us his testimony with each one of these chapters and line items and things that how you have been working. May we have ears to hear and hearts to really receive and listen this morning. And may we grow in our as business owners in our relationships with you. We thank you for this morning. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. As Pat was talking about insecurity, just made me think about one who we talked about, David. It made me think about what David says before also. He goes, he says, the Philistine says to him, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And then David says this, "You come to me with sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." Which is really what Exodus 14:14 Pat was sharing, is that it insecurity is a real it's a real thing. I have to look back. It was almost 9 years ago now when I had to go to court, and I knew. I mean, we pretty much knew that the court was going to shut us down. And when you're going into court, kind of knowing that, you don't feel real big and tall, and you don't walk into court with your chest sticking out and like, I got this. No, you feel about 3 inches tall, and the judge looks about 19 feet tall. So, but God had a plan, and that, to me, that's the thing, is that in all that insecurity of what happens on Monday, it was Friday, and on Monday there was a new opportunity in a new company, and there is all that thing, those things swirling around in your head, but God has a plan. And that's really what, that verse, and even in Philippians when he talks, says the peace, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Yeah, it's like you just have to keep telling yourself that, because you're going, where, you don't know where the next dollar is coming from, but God has a plan. God has a plan, and you have to just keep sticking that. And he says in James, if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. So the way to keep him at bay is just know, no matter what's going on, there is a plan. And God has it, and we just need to walk into it and walk in it. Anyway, just made me really think about that. And David said, I'm not coming to you just with these seven rocks. I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. And that's what we have always, always with us, is we can come and walk in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for our Lord and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And Lord, we thank you that, we do wonder about all kinds of things, and all kinds of things come against us. And sometimes that bankruptcy judge, Lord, does appear to be like 19 feet tall. And we're just sitting there going, oh my, what are we going to do? Or we got a creditor on the phone. But Lord, we can walk, and all that insecurity, we can lean on and trust in you, for you know the plans that you have for us, to give us a future and to give us a hope. And we thank you that we have a future and we have a hope in Jesus Christ. We thank you for this morning. We commit these things to you, and we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.